In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif. Yo, yo, what's goody, what's goody? I want to get into Golden Beauty and Young Pharaoh abusive relationship and domestic violence in the black community within America. We can talk about that on the flip side of this.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know, how to find hope and go. Mental health first, self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss. I follow my heart, show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart, how we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip-hop baby, she 90s R&B, we both hip-hop crazy, and the only reality TV is you having my baby.
That's a fact. I've been checking out this Young Pharaoh and this Golden Beauty situation. It's fucking nasty. It's all over YouTube and it's tasteless. It's classless on his end, on his part. She's a beautiful black queen. She don't deserve the abuse. And it's crazy. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. That's real shit. And I hope she tap in. I hope she gets some of this food for thought, because like I said, she don't deserve none of this. She's a black queen. She's beautiful. She looked like a strong woman. She looked like she could hold her own. She's a great mother. And boundaries have been crossed that can't be reversed. There's no turning back because he already crossed the point of no return. She says she woke him up to question him about something she seen in his phone. Granted, some may feel if you are looking for something, you can't be mad if you find something because you had no business searching. That's something a lot of people live by. But on the other hand, on the flip side of that, if something is found and you're confronted about that something that's found, and your response is to slap your black queen in the face, to fucking spit on her, You's a disgrace, B. You's a disgrace. This nigga's a ninja turtle, B. This nigga is a ninja turtle. Pardon me, I had y'all on mute for a minute. Lovely, what's up? Once again, gotta block some of you motherfuckers. I ain't with all that extra shit. Yeah, but that's real rap. Like, this nigga bugging. And she lit. Why wouldn't he want to hold on to that? That's where, like, I'm like, my mind is boggled there. My fucking mind is boggled there. And at some point, she had to start feeling like this nigga's a weirdo anyway. Like, I've watched this motherfucker mentally deteriorate live on YouTube over time. Like, this motherfucker just like some real weirdo shit. That's a fact. You remember when Stephon Marbury was eating Vaseline and shit? The motherfucker was bugging out. When I watch a fucking Young Pharaoh video, that's what the fuck I think about. I think about that nigga eating Vaseline. This nigga got the mother of his kids on YouTube with photos and receipts showing how he threw the fucking house up. Nigga, your baby mother laptop, her cameras, all her digital devices, it's how she make a living. You such a tender dick ass nigga. You want to destroy all the tools she utilized to make a living. And you think that's man shit. You think that's man shit. Your interview with Tasha K was real clownish. She only did it because she knew you was a weirdo. That shit was going to get views, sir. All she had to do was let you run your motherfucking mouth. She ain't have to do shit. That shit was easy money. That shit was easy money. That's a fact. Easy fucking money. I remember when I first came across one of Young Pharaoh YouTube videos. I just came home from prison, trying to get my shit together and all that. And I came across one of his videos. I'm like, damn, this nigga kicking like some real shit. Like, so I started tuning in. After a while, over time, I started realizing this nigga is only regurgitating talking points of the past that's been curated with his mental dysfunction shit. All mixed in the pot. And that shit just sound slicker than a motherfucker. You be like, this nigga dropping jewels. This nigga Young Pharaoh got the Umar Johnson effect. This nigga Umar Johnson get on fucking YouTube. This nigga go on a Breakfast Club and say some shit you cannot deny. But then you look at the evidence and receipts and see this nigga been stealing from the black community for over 10 fucking years. Where do the power lie? Where is his authority in the topics and the things that he speak on? Where is he qualified in these things? Where? Because all we have is his verbal word saying he's qualified in some shit. And we eat it up. As black folks, we eat it up. Hit that super chat. Send that cash out. Donations. And we eat that shit up. A prime example of how the black community implode from within. This lady is emotionally describing, bro, how you was whooping her ass since before she had got pregnant with one of their babies. You was whooping her ass before she got pregnant, while she was pregnant, and been putting your hands on her since then. But we supposed to tune in to your shit and hear your side of the story. Fuck out of here. You's a whole clown and a half, B. Sasha K did what the fuck she was supposed to do. Bring your ass on her platform and show just how much of a fucking bozo you are. Just how much you don't need to be supported. You don't need no super chats and donations, my nigga. You need to go get you a 9-to-5 and some motherfucking mental help, my nigga. That's a fact. And some fucking mental help, my nigga. That's the whole fact. That's a whole fact. Golden Beauty is lit. My nigga, she's lit. I don't know how you fucked this bag up. I don't know why you fucked that package up. But you fucked that package up, my nigga. My nigga, you fucked that package up. I ain't even gonna hold you. On some bozo the clown shit. Well, because Golden Beauty is definitely a winner. And yo, subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell. Drop a comment below, and please give this video a thumbs up. Good morning. Miss B, what's up? Yeah, Golden Beauty lit. Yeah, she lit. Go to her YouTube channel, subscribe, check her out. Fuck with her, hit her notification bell. Tune in, she got a story to tell. She's a beautiful black queen doing her thing. Link with her. I wanna meet her, I wanna have a conversation with her. I hope she down to earth enough to tap onto a Zoom link and have a great conversation with me, man. Because so often, so many black women in America is going through that same thing. That same thing. So many black sisters in America is going through the same thing. So often, it's ignored. So often, we write that shit off. Are they just going through something? Are they be alright? She in love with him. She ain't get over it. So often, that be our attitude in the black community, and it's sad. There's no reason why fucking young Pharaoh is putting his hands on that girl the way he is, or the way he was doing. And I'm glad she found enough strength within herself to say, I can't tolerate this shit no more. She showed pictures of how he destroyed her office, all her shit, her laptop smashed up. And niggas are supposed to sit back and listen to this nigga? I don't need YouTube. You see that behind me? I don't need YouTube. I don't need YouTube money. Look how long I had this channel. And look and see when I started being active on this channel. Look and see when I started being consistent on this channel. You see, I don't give a fuck about this shit. You see, I don't need this shit. Niggas is algorithm thoughts. Y'all niggas is in these YouTube streets sucking dick for views. You might as well be. This nigga going ape shit. You disrespecting your black queen, my nigga. And then you make video after video after video after video trying to justify your fucking actions, my nigga. This woman have receipts, my nigga. She have fucking receipts. You see her post a video, you posting shit going live, trying to combat the shit she's saying. You a sucker, my nigga. Bitch ass niggas like you, that's gonna help me find my motherfucking wife, my nigga. Yo, how you tell a nigga that? Yo, how you tell a nigga that? Young Pharaoh, it's bitch-ass niggas like you that's gonna help a real nigga like me find my wife. I got a great fucking career job, great fucking benefits, great fucking pay. My kids don't want a need for fucking nothing. Great health insurance. Fuck you talking about. Fuck you talking about. What co-payments? Life insurance. What? What? My life is great outside of YouTube. I don't need this shit. I don't have to disrespect my black queen if I had one. I wouldn't have to disrespect my wife for no views, my nigga. I wouldn't have to do that, my nigga. That's a fact. I don't got nothing against the LGBT community, but this motherfucker be acting like he won't get pegged in the ass or something. Like on some real shit. Like, this nigga be bugging. I don't know what the fuck be on this nigga mind. But I know that black queen don't deserve none of this shit. She don't deserve none of this shit. That's a fact. And I hope anybody that see this video, I hope you send it to her. I hope you tag Golden Beauty in this video. Because if she won't play ball with this corny ass nigga, I will fly Golden Beauty ass all the way to fucking New York. I will send her a round trip fucking plane ticket, fly her all the way to fucking New York. And I will motherfucking pick a fucking location, set up, and shoot a motherfucking interview and get her side of the story. For as long as she want to stay in fucking New York, nigga. Because this shit is crazy. Niggas ain't got no business putting your hands on no motherfucking woman, my nigga. No fucking business. Especially Golden Beauty. I've been following that Black Queen for a minute, my nigga. For a fucking minute, my nigga. She been doing her thing for a minute, my nigga. With or without your ass, my nigga. With or without your ass. Her relationship with you and the things she been through with you doesn't define who she is as a person. It doesn't define her character. And her on her YouTube channel telling her truth, her story, doesn't make her less of a woman. Damn, did I leave my motherfucking iPad outside? It's fucking raining, and I think I left my iPad outside. I had to run outside to one of my motherfucking vans and roll up a little motherfucking stick. Because this Young Pharaoh situation, this shit is ridiculous, my nigga. Like, my nigga, I don't know why you put that woman through the shit. All this time, look at all these years you wasted of that fucking woman's life, my nigga. She could have been doing bigger and fucking better things. Yeah, she could have been focused on another direction. More goals, different goals in her life, my nigga. She could have been focused on that shit a long time ago. She could have been succeeding in other areas in her life a long time ago. If she wasn't dedicating all of that time to your bitch ass. Fucking years wasted down the drain. It didn't get wet too bad. It didn't get wet too bad. Years of that woman's life wasted, bro. Wasted. I don't believe no kids is a mistake. Like, if you willfully laid down with somebody and had a child with that person, that wasn't a mistake. That was a decision y'all made together. So I'm not going to say children is a mistake, but career-wise, geographically, where she decided to move and live, the direction she took her life, how she made her money. All of that was based on what y'all had together. And you ain't give a fuck about it, my nigga. There's no way in hell you give a fuck about this woman at all, my nigga. There's no way you gave a fuck about this woman at all. And it's sad. Look how many homeless shelters we have across America for single mothers escaping abusive relationships. That shit is a whole state of a fucking emergency in this country. Black women is dying. There's a YouTube channel called Black Girls Unlost. Y'all need to follow that channel. It tells stories of a lot of Black women that been through similar situations. I'm just glad Golden Beauty have a voice. She have a platform where she can tell her story and get it out there before it's too late. Because that man is losing his marbles by the hour every day on YouTube. This motherfucker done lost another marble. He's retarded. And that's real rap. He's retarded. He lucky I never crossed paths with Golden Beauty. Because it would have been my mission to make that Black queen my wife. Is she stupid, dumb, or retarded? This motherfucker done lost his marbles, every last one of them. Fucker, you got a beautiful baby mother, my nigga. I don't know why you ain't keep that right. You're supposed to grow old with that woman. What? You ain't get that Black queen her day yet? She ain't walked down the aisle yet? I don't even know if y'all legally married or not. But if y'all is, nigga, shame on you. Two times, nigga. Three times. Shame on you. Not only did you get her pregnant, make her uproot her motherfucking life, but if you married her and then put her through all of this shit, you was a fucking bozo tenfold. Fuck out of here. This nigga's a super clown, B. So many Black women in America have lost their lives by the hands of men like young Pharaoh. Too many. If you slap the shit out of her and spit in her face when she was asking you a simple question about something she found in your phone, then I can only imagine what you did to that beautiful Black queen when there was a legitimate blown out argument. I can only imagine how your tender dick, simple, feminine bottom boy ass was acting. Sad, man. sad. And you expect motherfuckers to keep it real with you. You expect for your followers to hold on. Motherfucker got your channel demonetized. You've been going downhill since then. Since then. If you ain't getting no money in real life, you lost already. Nigga, this YouTube shit could disappear today. This YouTube shit could disappear today. How you gonna feed them babies? How you gonna feed them babies? How you gonna take care of that black queen? This motherfucker. Everybody have a role in a relationship, B. Everybody have a position they have to play in a relationship. The man role is to protect and provide. Brother, how can you be protecting that black queen? How can you be protecting those kids, y'all property, everything y'all accumulated together and owned? How can you protect those assets in your life, brother? Your wife. How can you protect your wife and those babies, bro? If you're whooping her ass, how? How? If you whooping her ass in the house, why should she believe you'll protect her from harm if y'all was in public, in the streets? If you took your motherfucking black queen out on a motherfucking date and some weird old motherfucker with mental health issues, with no reason or justification, pull out a long fucking knife, because weirdo shit like this happen in New York every day. These mental health motherfuckers be bugging. What if a motherfucker pull out a fucking machete on you and your girl? Y'all just walked out of a fucking restaurant. Y'all walking down the block, getting back to the car. You going to enjoy the second half of your date, and a motherfucker pull a big ass machete out on you and your bitch. How you gonna protect that woman? What? Why should she believe her life is in good hands? Why should she believe her husband, her man, her baby father is gonna hold her down in this moment right now? How can she believe that with confidence? When you run around the house slapping the shit out of her. Yeah, I said run around the house. It's the difference between running the house and running around the house. Nigga, you ain't running the house. You running around the house. It's the difference, nigga. Niggas is corny. A whole lot of you YouTube niggas is corny. Snake out of pocket. Somebody send this video to motherfucking Golden Beauty right now. Tell her I got a round trip plane ticket to bring her to New York right now so we can sit down and get to the bottom of this motherfucker abuse and transgressions. Or fly her out to New York right now. First thing smoking. This is the type of shit we got to highlight. This is the type of shit we got to keep in the forefront. We got to keep this type of shit in the media. All our independent young black voices need to be highlighting shit like this. Because you got clowns like Young Favreau that have a platform, that have a great fucking following. And if we don't tell this woman's story, he will sway the fucking narrative in his favor and have this black queen out here looking fucking bad for his gain, for his benefit, trying to destroy her platform, her brand, her name, her image, her character. And that's how she feeds them fucking babies. You ain't thinking about that woman's livelihood now. Why? Because y'all ain't together. You ain't have that same sentiment when you was parked over in her motherfucking guts, nigga, shooting up the club, nigga. You skeeting in that pussy war a motherfucking day. You ain't have these same sentiments, motherfucker. You's a whole bozo. A whole bozo on a Friday for the remainder of your natural life. A whole fucking bozo. A whole bozo. I just came back from physical therapy. I'm in fucking pain. And this motherfucker got me on YouTube talking my shit. And no, you can't motherfucking box. And yeah, she was right. The white boys was knocking your ass the fuck out. The white boys was knocking your ass the fuck out. That's what the fuck the white boys was doing. You's an amateur. You's a nobody. Running around talking this golden glove shit. What? What golden glove? Fuck out of here. A golden glove, what? You don't get your ass out of here talking this golden glove shit. Nah, and that's the illusions you got in your head, creating the drama in your own household. You boxing that woman. You putting your hands on that woman. Oh, you a fighter because you slapping your baby mother? Bring your ass to New York and slap me, nigga. Bring your ass to New York and slap me, nigga. Bring your ass to New York and slap me. Because you need to use all of your YouTube platforms, nigga. What, you want to get lit again? Come see me. Come see me. I'll get you lit again on YouTube. Come see me. Your ass to be on the news, channel 4, 5, 6, and 11, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? Motherfucker be on the goddamn news from goddamn where. He's a fucking coward. He's a fucking coward. That's what you are. Yeah, it's raining out there. Cold coward. Let me check out some. I want to see some facts right quick. Hold on. Yeah, I want to check out some statistics right quick. Let's see which statistics this man's actions is contributing to. Let's see something. I need to see. Good morning. What's this? The statistics on domestic violence in the United States are disturbing. 1 in 3 women experience domestic violence in their lifetime. Each year, domestic violence is estimated to affect 10 million people in the United States. Yet for Black women, the numbers are even more stark. More than 40% of Black women will experience domestic violence in their lifetime. According to the Institute of Women's Policies, research status of Black women in the United States. 31.5% of all women will experience domestic violence. A report from the National Center of Victims of Crime found that 53.8% of Black women have experienced psychological abuse, while 41.2% of Black women experienced physical abuse. These are the statistics Young Pharaoh contributes to. Those are disturbing facts. Disturbing. Those are disturbing facts. That's why I stepped inside the house to jump on the iPad and pull it up. I had to make sure those numbers was right, because those numbers is crazy. And that's just a tad bit. That's just a tad bit. That's just a tad bit. And I'm gonna keep creating videos. As long as I see she's talking about it and she wanna get her story out, I'm gonna keep watching her videos and I'm gonna keep coming back with something to say about this bozo. And I'm not gonna let up off his ass as long as she don't. Because that's sad, bro. Sad how you've been doing that, Quinn. And she held you down. She lied for you. She said you was going down to North Carolina or something for a speaking engagement. She was in communication with the girl you was going to meet down there. She was putting the girl on about what was going on currently in y'all relationship. She told the girl you was putting hands on her and everything. I think that girl sent it to another YouTube blog or something that posted the screenshots. I forgot the actual story. But you had Golden Beauty lie for you and hold you down, my nigga. That's how much of a loyal woman she is. And that only confirmed just how much she don't deserve a clown like you. She don't deserve the abuse you put her through. She don't deserve none of that drama. She deserves a motherfucker like me. And I want somebody to send this motherfucking video, the Golden Goddamn Beauty, tell her to DM me. My name on YouTube is my name on Instagram. If you see that name anywhere else, it's a fake. It's bullshit. I'm only on Instagram and YouTube. Tawan Motif Publishing. That's my business Facebook page. I don't have a personal Facebook page. Instagram, YouTube, Golden Beauty can hit me up on either. I will fly her out right now. But I got things to do. Let me get up out of here. I'm going to tap back in later. Please subscribe to Golden Beauty. Support her YouTube channel. Hit her notification bell. Drop some comments and share her videos. Please. That Black Queen need all the support we could give her. I'm yours truly, Tawan Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.